by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Wow. How about that?
How about that?
906 Hudson Hall, the young man we've been talking about, just won again. He's guaranteed to be in the it's in top three of these overall. That's open. That is pretty much the best player at this thing for singles.
Yeah.
Wow. That would be he's getting ready to go to Vietnam for the World Championship
next
year.
That's amazing.
That is.
I mean, he is the elite of the elite.
You
now
see how good those two guys are, Roger?
Yeah.
I mean, that shows you, that good, but yet the 15-year-old beats him.
Exactly. That's we and the South African who was in the top three last year, right?
Yes, he was top three last year.
And when we were talking with Jeff earlier today, I didn't hear any grunting going on. And then just like normal, just like after that, one has been happening. So there's a guy on the far end over there. He's the grunter. On it all. And I wonder if that gets into your head. Do you know you're doing that when you're doing it?
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Jerry just said, he thought, hey, Jerry, is Greg Hatcher playing in the nine? Oh, we get him during the show. That is so good that we get him during the show.
You got your hat.
What's that? Oh, is that
there?
Couples? Oh, singles.
I saw it. I know. I wish I could have helped you.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, good. We'll get to have fun seeing Greg play here.
But,
yeah, well, they always roll in late.
Well, Mrs. Hatcher is listening, and thanks to her and to my sweet wife, The Family Stone is the movie that I was talking about.
Never heard of
that. Chick,
no,
Dan Keaton, Craig Keaton.
Mount Rushmore of
a chick movie. I think it's a great movie. I think it's a fun
movie. Come on, we did it.
It's a very. If you had any sensitivity in you, you would appreciate that.
I haven't looked at the text line, but I would imagine. Surely we have a better.
I don't know.
Better offerings for
there may be, but you've never seen The Family Stone.
Well, I've never even heard of The Family Stone.
You know what?
You've got to at least heard of the movie.
As someone who is blessed to have both your parents, you can't appreciate The Family Stone.
My mom sent
me
a few movies. It was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Pretty Woman, Steel Magnolias, and Titanic.
Pretty Women, that is on the Mount Rushmore of chick movies. And guys
Probably so.
But it's a guys can dig it too.
Yeah,
because if a guy ever wanted a prostitute, you wanted one to look like Julia Roberts.
That's the ultimate. That you're
not all of them do, as you can attest, right?
What? Yeah. Just remember, there's no charge to come out here and watch. So you've got pickleball going on all day, early evening, all day tomorrow, same thing, and Sunday. So you're really going to see some, and then you'll see different ages too, because you got 60 plus, 50 plus. So not everybody's this.
It's an open
flat bellied, killer, serve kind of.
No.
Hey, these two guys right there. What's that court right there, Roger? Look at it. Look how fast they're moving.
I know.
Holy cow!
It's a different game.
Speaking of fast,
yeah.
We still have to do our Justin Moore finish the lyric brought to you by Hagen's Dodge.
You're going to have to play it. I don't.
That's okay. Yeah. But we got to go fast because we're going to Steve Qualls in our NASCAR report. Yeah. Let's go.
It's showtime. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing today, boys.
He rubs you, and rubbing some is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
Hit the pace car. What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy!
In Jesus' name, boogity, boogity, boogity.
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
I like that. He's a Steve Qualls.
There he is. That's my buddy.
What's up, Steve-O?
Morning, guys. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. How you doing?
Are you guys? They sound like y'all having a big time over there.
It is. It's an intense competition, much like last night at Trivia. You guys did not finish in the top three last night. Is that right?
We were on the struggle bus because of the Russian judge. But we had a great time.
Well done. Well done.
So let's talk a little bit of NASCAR right quick, guys. Richmond Motor Speedway results. Yeah, trucks raced last Friday night. Caden Honeycutt driving for the Tricon Garage number 11 dominated. They had a big weather delay, but he led 225 out of 250 laps. Joey Logano, we've been talking about points, and boy, it's coming down to it with two races to go. 4 weeks ago, Joey Logano was in 20th place. He's won twice in the last 4 weeks, driving the Penfold 22 for Team Penske. He's moved up now to 9th place. So big, strong showing for Joey right now. He's going to be really tough to beat. Hendrick's Motorsports had all four of their cars in the top 10 for the first time this year. They've really been struggling. But now they're on. This race is fixing to really get intense.
Yeah, now Logano, just going back real quick. Logano is the bad guy, right? That's the one they don't like, right?
Correct.
Yeah, he was the one that they booed so much. Yeah.
You know what? But I remember. You know, I started watching and paying a little bit more closer to NASCAR just about the time when Logano came in. I go, wow, this is an 18-year-old kid. How did an 18-year-old kid being able to drive like that and all that? And how old is he now?
He's mid to late 30s, I believe. You know, he's a former champion, so he's doing really good. But
yeah,
I want to talk about the weekend, what I think was the weekend story, and that's Kyle Larson. So Kyle is, of course, we talked about drivers that do different dynamics of driving.
Right.
Kyle is a huge sprint car racer in high limit. And so the last week that Knoxville Nationals raced, it's the pristine sprint car race in the nation for the year. So Kyle goes and he wins a preliminary race, which qualifies him for the pole. But the race is going to be Saturday night, and so is the race at Richmond. So he's racing in the Cup Series, and his crew chief, they've been monitoring the weather because Knoxville has had a ton of rain. And the crew chief comes on, he says, "Hey, man, I'm updating you right now that it's still raining at Knoxville, and we think we might be able to get you there." So, anyway, he finishes the race in the Cup race, finishes sixth, jumps out of the car, goes to the helicopter, to the airplane, flies in to Knoxville, gets there right before they start the race. He gets no hot laps and no practice. The most interesting thing to me, I think, of this whole deal was, that night on Flight Tracker, his flight was the most tracked aircraft in the world, with over 15,000 people monitoring where he was at and was he going to be able to make the race. So he gets there and he wins the race and wins $200,000.
Wow.
So I thought it's just a really neat story, and just how many people are watching to see what's going on with him. So very interesting.
the most tracked flight aircraft in the world. I love that whole concept of trying to do both races. It's not easy to do the Indy 500 and Coca-Cola 600. Yeah, it's a crazy deal.
He tried to do this twice, and both times the weather didn't cooperate. But Saturday night it just worked out, and you know, it was great for NASCAR because there are a lot of talk about it. And then, of course, it brought a lot of attention to Knoxville because they didn't get to start racing until almost 1 o'clock in the morning. So, very cool.
All right, what is your question of the week? First of all, what are we giving away for your question of the week, Steak Walls?
New coffee mug.
Whoa!
Whoa! Just any coffee mug?
The Morning Mayhem. Wow.
So we're going to give it away. And, you know, Dave, when us guys were in Atlanta, we were talking about, all this and about, so the question of the day is going to be, how many gallons does the gas can hold that is used to fuel a Cup Series car? How many gallons does
the
gas...
You told me that, and I don't remember.
Yep.
Man, kill me.
Yep. How many gallons?
661-1037.
Pretty easy.
How many gallons does the gas can hold that is used to fuel a Cup Series car? 661-1037. Let's see, Roger, look at the call. Let's watch it. Oh, we can't. Yeah, but I'm telling you, we're fighting it here. Christian, we're going blind. We need your help on this. First one to call.
All right, we got a caller. We're going to take him hot.
Okay, what's taking it hot. This
9 gallons.
What's your name?
James.
All right. James says 9 gallons. Is that correct?
That's incorrect. No. That's incorrect. 661-1037. That morning
what
mayhem.
A random call.
That's morning. I know. That morning mayhem mug is worth about $700 right now.
On the street.
Yes. Yes. So it has all of our autographs on there. It's black on the inside, white on the outside. Mm-hmm.
Most of that value comes from Justin Moore's signature, probably.
How many gallons? All you have to do is Google it this point.
It has an extra letter on it.
How many gallons does the gas can hold that is used to fuel a Cup Series car? Roger, did you know this answer? I would have never.
I did not until.
I think what I'll even give a clue.
Power Adams weighs about 90. By the way.
It weighs about 95 pounds, which is almost 100 pounds of gas.
Well, then, because I know that a gallon of gas weighs 5 pounds.
Yeah. All right. Who was the caller?
Adam.
Christian? Adam, what's the answer?
I got you, Baz. It's 12 gallons.
That's right. You know what you're talking about. Adam. All right. He gets a morning mayhem mug. So, very nice.
And this is one of the things, Dave, we talked about when we were in the pits down there. They waited till the last minute in Atlanta to fill all these tanks, and then they weigh each tank to know exactly how much fuel's in them. Then when they fuel the car, they go back, they reweigh that can, and the crew chief knows exactly how many gallons and ounces got in that car. So they use fuel as a strategy for weight. As well as track position. So, anyway, Let me ask you this.
Here's the deal, because I threw it out there five. So, a gallon of gas weighs approximately 6 pounds. Now, is it the same fuel that I use when I go to Family Market that I'm getting my 87 octane? Is that a different fuel?
No, it's a little bit. It's an 85 ethanol that we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
An 85
but it's, it
ethanol.
Weighs, yeah. Yeah, it's 70.
Okay.
It's right around 7. I think it's right around 7 pounds a gallon.
So, all right. What do we have happening this week?
All right. This week we're going to New Hampshire for a 1 mile oval track race. Craftsman Trucks race tomorrow at 12:30. Cup runs Sunday at 2 o'clock in the $3301. Two races left to the playoffs. Van Gisbergen is number 16. He's on the bubble right now. This will be, again, anything can happen. Some guys can move up, some guys can move down and not make it. One big bit of driver news, Connor Zilich will be replacing Alex Bowman in the which will be retiring at the end of the next season, and he'll drive the Hendrick 48 car in 2028, which is it's been a lot of talk in NASCAR. For you IndyCar fans, IndyCar is racing in Washington, D.C. this weekend. It's called the Freedom 250. They've built a temporary street circuit around the National Mall. It's the first race to ever be held at the Capitol, and the backdrops will be like, the Washington Monument, the U.S. Capitol. The street event is going to be free for the public, so you don't have to buy tickets to watch it. President Trump will wave the green flag. They're going to take the beast around the track before the race, so that's going to be really cool. I attached the picture of the track just so you can get a reference for what's going on. But going to be an exciting weekend for our state capital, for our nation's capital with racing in the area, so going to be really exciting. Should be a really good race.
Would you please, Christian, give us the appropriate clip?
On our show.
There, thank you.
There you go. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Hey.
Yes.
Hey, Pop. Just want to make sure you're listening.
Hey, why is it we can't have the old race car names like we used to? Now we've got Chase Van Gisbergen and Connor Zilich. I mean, here in the Southern. Wow.
Not in the NASCAR. It could have been done in the Indy. and that sort of thing. But not NASCAR. Yeah. You need more Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba. So, yeah, we, yeah. Say, you would, speaking of competition, you wouldn't believe the competition here.
Yeah.
And that we're somebody, if you go to our webcam right now, these two guys here are about as elite as you can see playing pickleball. These are the elites. Two of the elites, and they're in the loser's bracket, Roger.
Yes.
Two of the elites of pickleball here in the state of Arkansas.
Yes.
Steve, great stuff as always, buddy.
Thanks,
Steve.
I keep waiting for Roger to just throw down the headset and jump across there and take that paddle away from him and get in there to play.
It is a battle for the paddle, Steve.
It's a battle for the paddle.
And, but you know what? I'm telling you, man, and I'm 62 years old, and I think I've got cat-like reflexes. Because there's a part of me that when I'm in the shower, I drop a bar of soap, I grab it. I can grab it and move around that court, especially playing doubles with Samantha and I, because she's gotten real good. But these guys and these ladies here, this is the best of the best.
Roger, you need to wear a mouthpiece when you're playing with Samantha, because when you pop off at once, you didn't hit that ball, and it could go bad for you.
Let me tell you something. I have no athletic ability. And when you come in and you watch pickleball, you actually go, man, I think I could play this. It looks fun. And it is. For anybody that's not played pickleball, if you haven't played pickleball, think about joining a group or learning how to play it. Just take some classes for $100. I think you might be able to do that at a country club or something and just learn a little bit. It's fun.
Jump off the cooler. There he is, JP's place.
Yeah, hey, man. We appreciate Design Lab letting me get on.
Yeah,
I sure do. I was just about to say, we got to give the credit to Design Lab, who was doing all of our T-shirts, our mugs, doing the Touchdown Club. We'll see Steve at the Touchdown Club next Monday.
Yeah.
He does our monogram football, not monogram, but anything that's got a logo on it, Steve can do it. So if you've been using somebody else, give Steve a chance to give you a quote on the work he does. He's great to deal with, and he's an asset to our show.
He is an asset to our show. And there's a part of me that thinks if we do get a tattoo, we need to get maybe a design.
All right, Steve, have a good weekend, bud.
All right, guys, Steven. Love you. I appreciate it.
Love you too, Bob. All right, let's go ahead and hit the open for our Finish the Lyric, and we're going to have a combo trash tickets and Moe's.
Got some Moe's.
$20 in gift certificates to Moe's.
He said 20. I got $20 in Moe's gift certificates right here for the winner.
Is it Brandon LeCure?
Thank you, Brandon. Yes.
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Higgins Chrysler Dodge Ram in Morrilton. With a huge selection of discounted Ram trucks ready to roll and great pre-owned vehicles, Higgins has something for you. Check them out at HigginsMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
All right.
All right, you're going to have to do it first, Christian.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and start. Let's play the music.
Sure.
And then we'll get a call. Hey, there's Lee Hatcher.
Mrs. Hatcher's here.
Let's go ahead and play the song. This is Point at You by Justin Moore. I think he leads his concert with it, if I'm not mistaken. Kate, if you're listening, you can confirm. I think it's one of the first songs he sings on his shows. At least it used to be in my memory of the shows I've been to. But let's go ahead and play a little bit of that. We need a contestant. When Roger stops it, you just finish. You finish the next line.
I recognize this. Yeah. I recognize this song.
Kick it up, Barry, if you can. There you go. Thank you.
Red light running, good time chasing. Guess I've earned this reputation. Probably never shake it, but that's all right.
Fun song.
I like it. Can I say that?
Yes. All right. 661-1037. We need a contestant. Let us know when you get one, and we'll play.
Hello,
Mrs. Hatcher.
Lee Hatcher's getting ready to play here in a minute. Greg, is Greg playing too?
Greg plays at 9:30.
He's here.
We're so glad we could do this during the show. That's great. Are you playing during the show or no?
No, I start at 10:30.
Okay.
Mine may be a little fast.
I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you. Got high hopes for you.
You're
one of the odds-on favorite this year.
That's right.
Doing like Higgins Dodge at Morrilton. HigginsMotors.com. Jeff Peters and Jeff Hagen for sponsoring Justin Moore's Finish the Lyric. So keep us posted when you get a contestant there.
I got the certificate. And I'll bring the certificates back. If I bring the equipment, I'll bring it today. If not, I'll give it to Tim, and he can bring it and drop
for Mo's.
Yeah.
Mo's. 661-1037. We'll also visit with Big Sarge here shortly. Obviously, he's got a big show lined up. These two guys right here. You can go to our camera right now.
Yeah.
And watch the volley. I mean, look at that
shot. Telling you, man.
Holy cow.
It is fantastic. Oh, look.
That is, these two guys are elite.
Yeah. I would cry in a puddle of my own shit.
I like the way this guy over here talks to himself. Look at Steven talking to himself.
He does.
Yeah, that's what I would area in.
I saw Mrs. Hatcher.
Come right here, lady.
Mrs. Hatcher, if you would please get on there. I've seen you social media wise down with your new.
Okay. We do have a player, right? One thing about Lee. Say something, Lee.
Good morning.
Let's see if that. Let's now try it.
Good morning.
Let's try it again.
Good morning.
There it is.
One more time.
Good morning. This is Lee.
Thanks. Okay. Now, I don't know why that's not louder.
That's my social media voice.
That's it. Yeah. So we saw your post of Finish Line RV.
Yeah. Saw the new one.
So yeah. Lee loves music, and we're playing Just a More Finish the Lyric.
Oh, God.
So the song is Point at You. And who is our contestant? Christian.
It is Nate. He is on right now.
Hey, Nate. All right, Nate. Roger, or I guess is he going to fire it? Is Christian going to fire it?
Christian's going to have to do it, yeah.
All right, so when he stops it, you know what to do. You know what to do. Let's roll with it.
Good luck.
And if you can sing, you sing.
We're gonna let
the contestant do it.
12.
I was saying, I think this is the song that Justin used to open his concerts with. This is the first song. Yeah, it is.
I've always been one of them boys, throwing round in jacked up toys, making noise on small town Friday night. Red light running, good time chasing. Guess I've earned this reputation. Probably never shake it, but that's all right. I got a love.
You see. She's looking
at wild side and least a country mile wide of fighting side after a few. If you want to see my sweet side, my soft side, my best side, I just point at you.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, my best side.
Wow. He's going on. Good job.
Great.
JM may be in trouble. Someone can.
I'm going to. Let me ask this. Justin, is this you?
The last few weeks, Christian.
Yes, Christian.
We need to grab the sound of these winners because they've all done a good job. They're not scared to sing the song. So you're a winner, my friend. Thank you so much for playing.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you. Just bring back Christmas karaoke and we'll be good.
Hey. What order did you win?
The most for two, $20 for most gift certificates. Right?
That's right, and
trash tickets if you want some.
So if you will, they'll be at the station today. You can pick them up starting Monday.
Awesome.
All right, thank you, dude.
Yeah, thank you, dude. What are you saying?
Listen, I'm watching. You see, we have our South African over here. Yeah, Mr. Van Dyke.
They won the cup.
Mrs. Van Dyke is on the other end of the court.
God.
She's looking at her husband during that little break with, and she pointed to use your head.
Wow.
She just said use your head. She's on it.
That's what you and Greg do to each other, right?
Shoot, God, I'm thank the Lord it's the last division of the weekend.
No.
So have you heard that the story is that. You are probably going to have a good chance of winning a trophy this year. No, that's what Jerry said. Have you heard that?
You're one of the elites.
I have not heard that. No, I'm not one of the elites.
You are one of the elites.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Yeah.
No. I've got a ringer for a partner in the mixed division.
Girl or guy? It'd be a guy if it was mixed.
Okay. Yeah, my mix is amazing.
I'm sorry, not Greg.
It's Oscar Johansson. He's a two-time NCAA champion in tennis.
Oh, yeah.
And he only plays pickle recreationally. Now, what's going to stink is that we're in the open division, so they're going to come at me like crazy. So
you're the weak link?
Yeah, so I'm the weak link, so it's...
But well, so you're still good. So do you think? What about married couples?
Wow! Greg and I have a good chance. As long as we don't fuss and fight. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
I like
with
that.
Me, I'm fine.
I like that.
The second he gets on me, it doesn't work.
Oh, no. Listen, Greg's supposed to play at 9:30.
He's here.
He's walking in. He's getting here right at 9:30. Is that not crazy?
Listen, it's just like
he does a sales meeting. He needed some sleep. He was a little behind on sleep, so he slept in, and that's better for his body.
Yeah, great job on your first video. For
the second one's out.
My second one.
Oh, is it?
I saw it. Yeah, yeah.
I think I posted it correctly.
You did. And so the more you do these, the more comfortable you get.
I'm trying.
This is for the
I'm not the best.
If you haven't seen it, go to Finish Line RV, and it's really cool what they're doing over there. It's like no RV park in America.
Well, it's a nice one, but the three tiny homes are really cool.
The tiny homes are so cool.
Yeah, they're going to be designed.
I didn't know tiny homes could look that cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
about 504 square feet.
Oh, my gosh.
My sister and brother-in-law, they had their own tiny homes park. In New Mexico because of the air base, so and they're in construction, so they had a dozen tiny homes for the military,
right.
And they were great clients because you knew they were going to be there for a couple of years, and they did all that, and they're very efficient.
Well, Roger,
for a husband, a wife, and a kid to visit.
Oh, absolutely.
The little homes are small. What are they called?
Tiny homes.
The tiny homes.
Mine are all site built. Yeah, this isn't a prefab.
They're not what they used to be. They used to be a little bitty little.
A shed.
Yeah, it was a shed almost. Yeah. But now they've got arch ceiling, arch roofs, and all that kind of stuff.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you got to switch. Now, this is right next to Oaklawn. Your RV park.
So it's connected to our RV park. So it'll be
right next to Oaklawn. You got pool coming in. Yeah, so check that out. Finish Line RV. All
right. There's my doubles partner. That's Paula.
Oh, I know Paula. She's
she's
a ringer. State champion in tennis.
Yep.
Excuse me, she played tennis at Tennessee.
Oh, did she win at Tennessee too?
Heck yeah, she won.
You SEC champion at Tennessee?
No, she won SEC champion.
Yeah, but you're an elite player. You were an SEC player.
Yes, she was.
You didn't want to go to Arkansas?
I lost her.
That's okay.
I think Tennessee was better at the time.
We've seen her play.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's good. All right, let's take a break. We'll come
back. We're going to take a break.
We'll check in with Vic Sarge.
30 minutes.
We'll see our buddy.
9:30.
Greg Hatcher. Who, do you know who he's going against?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hopefully the loser.
All right, don't go away. 9:30.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football practice once again yesterday. Afterwards, tight end spoke to the media. Transfer Ty Lockwood, who played at Alabama's first season in Boston College last season, talked about the tight end room.
Yeah, it's been great. I think we got a really good room. I enjoy the guys here, enjoyed the staff here, guys in the team. I think Coach Lipfield did a great job at recruiting a lot of good guys who have a lot to prove. So just the competitiveness out there on the field and off the field, too, is just, I think it's been a great thing, and it's been really easy to fit in with this team, and they've taken a lot of people in really well.
They're off from practice today. They'll have their second scrimmage on Saturday. We are 15 days away from the start of Arkansas football season. And in the NFL, there will be three preseason games tonight. The Jets and the Steelers will play at 6 on the NFL Network. The Panthers and Jaguars will face off at 6:30 on ESPN Unlimited. And the Broncos will take on the Packers at 8 on the NFL Network. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Most of today is going to be dry, hot, and humid with highs making a run for 100, feeling like 105. But we could have a pop-up shower storm mainly during the heat of the afternoon today. We'll go with a 10% chance, but I have bumped it up to a 20% chance for scattered showers and storms this weekend, which means most of your weekend will be dry, but hopefully you get to pick up a little bit of rain. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Your dream wedding starts right here. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show returns Sunday, August 23rd to the State House Convention Center in Little Rock. Discover Arkansas's best wedding vendors, meet local experts, see the latest fashions, and find inspo for every detail of your big day, all in one place. With more than 50 exhibitors, amazing giveaways, and everything you need to plan your perfect wedding. This is a hometown tradition you don't want to miss. Sponsored in part by Dillard's and Crown Entertainment. Get your tickets today at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com.
If you're looking for a quality pre-owned vehicle, McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock has over 900 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. From cars and trucks to SUVs, you'll find all makes and models and something for every budget. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit, they'll work with you. Plus, with a 3-day exchange policy, you can shop with confidence, knowing you've got options after you buy. Take a look at McLartyVW.com. McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock, where more choices mean more ways to save.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agent Todd Matthews in Benton or agents Bo Beavis or Lawrence Forrester in Cabot today.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right. These are ladies from last night. They were there at Mainline Sports Bar. We're here at Little Rock Athletic Club. It's 9:37. Got to give another shout out to my buddy Jean-Paul out here doing adjustments on folks and helping them out.
Yes, it's the Hot Springs Health and Fitness team is here.
All right,
that's exactly right.
Are you guys playing?
They're going to be playing right here.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
What division?
I'm playing singles, 55-plus singles, and then doubles tomorrow. We've got a bunch of...
How confident are you in winning?
Good? In my singles, iffy. Okay. Doubles, we got it.
Okay, I like it. We hope you win one of those big giant trophies.
Look at those it's the battle for the paddle.
Battle for the paddle.
It really is. It really is one of the coolest.
Did you guys win at Mainline last night? Did you win the trivia?
I did. We got third place.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Third place.
I just to beat the third place finisher.
You're gotcha. There.
Well,
you were there.
Good luck today. Yeah, good luck. Very nice. Thanks for the shirts. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. Good luck.
All right. We're here at the, it's really cranking up, Roger. The fourth annual Best of the Best Pickleball Championships here at Little Rock Athletic Club.
And Hot Springs, my hometown's represented.
It's free to get in here, so you can just come and watch and observe. You got couples playing. You've got, what is this if it's not mixed? What do you call that? Just doubles.
Doubles.
Doubles, yeah. And then you have mixed doubles.
Yeah, mixed doubles.
Then you have married couples.
Then you got the married division.
Individual. Do we find, is Hudson playing for the championship? We need to find, hey, Jerry?
He was sitting on the wall.
So what's Hudson playing for right now? So we're following Hudson Hall, the phenom who's 15, getting ready to play at the Worlds here. So he's in the final just to go to the winner's bracket. No, this is it. This is to the championship. No?
So double elimination.
Double elimination. Okay, gotcha. But he's undefeated, so he's
yeah, so whoever loses this will go automatically to the finals of the losers.
Gotcha. I got you now. The dude in the dude, the dude in the black hat is bad.
He's really good.
He's bad. Yeah, he's a bad man.
Hudson has never beaten him.
He's never beaten him. Okay, we'll see. We'll monitor that. Let's check in. Hey, there's Meg Marion right there. There she is, the bionic woman.
How are you?
My trainer.
Oh, Jean-Paul is great. Yeah, he's amazing.
No surgery.
I know he's getting ready to work on my shoulder right now. Is Big Sarge there?
I'm here.
Hey, Sarge, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning. We got a huge show this Sunday, Baz.
What's happening on Sunday, Sarge? Are you guys in studio? Are you on the road? Are you fishing somewhere? What's your scoop?
Yeah, I'm not. Now, I did go to Lake Hamilton last week. There is some good night fishing, but I have a new sponsor alert. I wish I had a little sound bite right there. It's called Stinky's Mortgage Company, the Lyles Group. So Blake and Stephanie will be in studio. They are taking the Tip of the Week segment, which is huge. I'll have one of my pros that will call and give us the Tip of the Week. So if you need some mortgage needs or something like that, they're there to answer questions. So this is a new one for me, you know, mortgage company.
Nice. I like it.
I know Roger's right beside you. So huge shout out to his daughter. We call her Little Minnow. She came on the show last Sunday. And everybody has been following me for years. I do Sarge's safety tips because we want to make sure our ladies are safe out there, whether they're jogging, shopping, traveling, whatever. And this time she covered down on going to the gym by yourself as a female.
Yes.
So that was really cool. So this week we're going to cover down on night fishing, fishing etiquette. Believe it or not, you need some fishing etiquette. Pro talk, more. We got Dry Moore's going to cover down on all the local fishing. Buckshot Brandy, if you can believe this, guys, hunting season is just a couple of weeks away. Now, I don't cover a whole bunch of hunting because it's mostly fishing, but this is Arkansas, so we will dabble in that, Baz.
Does every character on the Fishing Arkansas show have a nickname?
You bet they do.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Buckshot.
If they don't, they will have one.
Well, that's awesome. Listen, I think Sarge is outselling every salesperson at the Buzz.
Let me tell you something.
And he doesn't get paid for it either, which is quite amazing. That's what we do at the Buzz.
He's the greatest salesman there is.
Yes.
He sold me.
He's selling sponsors, but he doesn't get the salespeople get the commission.
It's
the craziest thing. They don't do anything. Sarge brings the client.
It's almost like a socialist.
Leslie's probably listening. She's going to slap me.
Well, she knows it's the truth. She knows the truth.
But the deal is, you're still out there humping and
pumping. Yeah, you dang straight you are. You're making money for the Buzz.
Everybody loves your show, Sarge. Everybody loves you. The only thing that they criticize is that you spend a lot more time in Texas than Arkansas.
And they think your AI is getting out of control. They think AI is taking over, Sarge. You see, he's got his AI graphics.
AI
is taking over, Sarge.
I think they're good-looking graphics, guys.
I'm with you, Sarge.
Anything that makes my hair darker,
AI graphics.
Hey, listen to this. Nobody's graphing about Bucky's, and they are a Texas-based gas station, right?
We don't talk about them much at all because they don't spend a dime with us yet. So when they do, we'll talk a little bit more about them. But we're family market
and Double B's.
That's right. So we're glad Bucky's is here. But yeah, they're
you know, I actually drove by. When I left my house yesterday. To go to Hot Springs, and I looked at my gas tank and went, you know, I got to get gas. I thought, well, I may just stop at Bucky's on my way. I went, you know what? Not a chance.
It's
180 outside.
Yes.
I'm not fighting over there. I went ahead and went on down the road.
Yes.
But I'm sitting there going, because it'll be one of those things. But I will do some Christmas shopping there.
Sarge, everything gets in the way 8:30 on Sunday, correct?
8:00 to 10:00, my friend.
I forgot you got to pick up the extra half hour. It's 8 to 10. You can find you guys on Facebook. You can listen to the Buzz on the app. Whatever way you want to do it. It's Fishing Arkansas every Sunday. See you, buddy.
Thanks, Sarge.
Thank you, Sarge.
Thanks for being kind to my daughter.
See you, bud.
Yes. All right. We'll take. She's a sweetheart.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll take a break now. I see Greg Hatcher. See him over there, Raj?
Where?
Hey, Hope, you see Greg playing? He's over there in the blue. That's Hope's client.
There he is.
Go over there and cheer for him.
He's underneath Staley over there. Underneath that Staley.
Leslie, did you get a haircut?
Probably.
I can't keep up with Leslie. I can't keep up. She's Miss Fashion.
She's fashion.
All right, Christian, let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up here.
Lee Hatcher's over here.
Sure is. Oh, she's playing singles.
She's playing singles. We're playing.
Hey. playing doubles.
All right.
All right, don't go away. It's 9:40. I hope Chris is back in there and back in the studio. 9:45, don't go away.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Ale Garcia got a call from her brother while they were watching the crowd celebrate another victory from Mexico in the World Cup. He had seen her dog, who had been missing for over a month. The dog was on TV celebrating along with the jubilant crowd. Now safe and sound back home, he had a new green El Tri jersey to wear. Viva la Mexico. Dogs just want to have fun, to paraphrase Cindy Lauper. La Gorda certainly does. I want to party with you, cowboy. He would love accompanying his person to Double B's because while he waits in the car, she could bring him some Chester's chicken, or maybe some Big Rock pizza, or a cold drink, or even some ice cream. Perfect for beating the summer heat. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
The Hustler end of year sale happening now at Cabot Outdoors. Save big on select Hustler zero turn mowers. Take home the X-Ride 60 inch or the 52 inch and 42 inch and get 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit at Cabot Outdoors. Don't miss the great deals on the Hustler lineup built for performance and value. Cabot Outdoors, your trusted source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today. CabotOutdoors.com or stop by Cabot Outdoors today.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Whether it's the huge inventory, the great deals, the specials, the number one service department in Little Rock, come find out why me and my team are Little Rock's number one dealership for sales and service. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event happening right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's and Santa Fe's, as well as just a multitude of discounts on everything else on the lot. Come see us, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Off Colonel Glenn.
60-40. What does that mean to you? Well, if you're shopping at Lazy Boy of Little Rock, it means 40% off everything in the store. For every $100, you only spend 60. You work hard for your money. Now make your money go farther with Lazy Boy of Little Rock's Labor Day sale. 40% off across the store. Upstairs, downstairs. Recliners, sofas, sectionals, tables, floor coverings, and accessories. 40% off at Lazy Boy of Little Rock's Labor Day sale. 1000 South Shackleford Road. Long live the lazy.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday morning. Travs dropped a tough 10-inning decision last night to the Springfield Cardinals 3-2, a well-pitched game on both sides. For the Travelers, left-hander Nico Telesche went 8 innings, the longest outing of the season by any Travs pitcher. It was his team-leading 8th quality start of the season, allowed only 2 runs. Travs never led in the game. They tied the game at 1 and then again at 2 in the first 3 innings. Nobody scored then until the 10th when Springfield was able to chase the automatic runner home. Travs were not able to. Chen-Wei Lin, the tall right-hander for Springfield, pitched the final 4 innings scoreless to close it out for the Cardinals. Boston Smith did homer for the Travs, his 7th in just 2.5 weeks with Arkansas. Travs and Cardinals again tonight. 7:05 start from CHI St. Vincent Field at Dickey Stevens Park. Fireworks after the ball game. Hope to see you out there. Travs.com to get your tickets. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs Report.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen and Trey Biddy, Hogsports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Jason, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, it is 9:50. So grateful to have everybody listen to this show. We don't know, Roger, we sometimes forget how many people listen, and we're very grateful for that.
Yep, we are.
Indeed. Had a fun week this week. Next week's going to be absolutely nuts with the Touchdown Club on Monday.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Dardanelle getting ready to celebrate the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry.
On Wednesday. Thursday.
Thursday we're at
Luxury
Pool and Spa.
Friday
we're at Fletcher Dodge.
Next week I have Comedy Night. And Mainline. So we'll be doing that. So you know what? It is going to be a busy week. But you're going to have the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. You're going to be down there. Mrs. Head Coach is going to be down there.
First time ever. We're trying to sell this thing out to 600. I think we're about 50 right now. And so I'd love to see that happen.
In that room?
Yeah, it maxes out about 600.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do we have Phil and Akron there? Are they in-house today, Christian?
I saw Phil just a second ago. I'm sure he'll be back in just a minute.
Lee Hatcher's game is over. I think she dominated her first game, so they've switched sides. Greg is still
Greg is dominating his as well, I believe.
I think you're right, but they're still playing. Yes, they're still playing.
We need to mention right now, I don't know what kind of music you have, Christian, that you can play on the spot. You can play the Jesus Christ Superstar or just something. But today I was told by a little birdie that Randy today, this is his 36th year at the station, the 36th anniversary of Double R.
It is. My 36th year here with me. And Pops started it. I was doing volleyball.
He was.
Me, you Pete were, Perkins.
You were Double R.
We were the Sarge of our day. Still our own spot. So I said, Pops, let's do it. He stuck with me. We've done it. And we've gone on to build a masterful thing here. I've seen a lot of you come and go.
That's 1990. Yeah, I think we need to collaborate. Can we find a sponsor out there that would love to have Double R do a segment with us in the morning, one day a week? I think that would be fun. So we're going to work on that.
So would you say that he obviously has to be the longest running personality on this station?
Oh, so this is the close.
Has it
close.
Always been Draft Time Sports? Is that the name of it?
I think it has.
So that's the longest, probably the longest running show in Arkansas radio.
Yeah, Arkansas radio of any kind. I think it's fair to say, Roger.
Somebody got to prove me wrong.
You know, I was like a rotational host in the mid 90s.
Sure.
Matter of fact, I did the fifth quarter in 1996, and so I didn't know the first year for Randy was 1990, so that's very impressive.
Well, congratulations, Randy. We love you. You're a living legend and a good guy. And if I could punch the button up, you know I'd love to play your segment. That's right. Listen, you're not a legend.
Yeah, I know.
If I don't play you, I play you on our morning show. Yes. Everybody wants to know what's that bulge in his pocket. That's from Double R.
We are here at the Little Rock Athletic Club. Thanks to Frank Lawrence and all the fine folks out here. They're putting on a great show. You've got Hudson Hall. He's over there. Yep. He's in a really tough match against elite. These are the elite players in the state of Arkansas. So if you want to come see the best of the best, that's what you're playing. You're playing for these amazing.
Like this guy right here.
Paddles. Yeah, he's with Greg.
I know.
He's part of the Musketeers Club.
You know he's good.
The trophies, you want to thank Jody Carter and Discount Trophies over on 12th Street. They're the coolest trophies in the country for pickleball players. I think the pickleball players here love them. And it's good. It's fun to come out here and watch from today all day, Saturday and Sunday. It's free to see them. Roger, hitting some birthdays real quick.
Yeah.
Jack Buck's birthday here today. The senior. Phil, cover your ears for a second. Wilt Chamberlain, Roger, Kenny Rogers, all deceased. Archie Griffin's still alive. Kim Cattrall is 70. Jim McMahon, how old do you think he is?
Jim McMahon is 70.
67. And Hayden Panettiere. However you pronounce her name, Christian, she would have been 37 today.
Very was sad.
Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, it was her birthday this week.
Yeah. She'd have been 37 today. She'd have been 30. You say Bolt's 40, by the way. Okay, Phil, good morning. How are you?
How's your games done?
I'm great.
Yeah, I think he advances.
I'm great. Thank you very much, David. You guys won. You playing pickleball after listening to it for 3 hours?
Well, I tell you, Roger, I think, is fired up because he's been playing. Do you play at all, Phil?
It's been a little more than a year, but I can play. I haven't for a while.
It's a fun game. It's not as difficult to play as tennis, I don't think.
Have you ever seen the elite play, Phil? I mean, and I'm sure you're an athlete, obviously, or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. But do you play with some of them, or are you intermediate? A little bit more than beginner.
No, I've never played with anybody that made me feel stupid for playing. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
I played with more beginners and media people when I did.
Same here. And let me tell you, these people here, it's like the least golfer on the tournament. He's still getting a check, and the least person here is going to make me sit in a puddle of my own tears. I mean, it is awesome to watch. It really is.
What's happening on the show today, Phil?
I sat a puddle in my own sweat at the Travs game last night. That was fun. We have Champs and Chumps thanks to Ouachita Bar and Grill, BKC Home Builders. Get to talk to Tom Murphy. Football's got their second scrimmage, last scrimmage of the preseason tomorrow, so we'll preview that. Pigskins in, Philip Martin from the Democrat Gazette, and the Zone Rewind, so it should be a lot of fun. Great weekend, guys.
Well, Phil, and you'll have Phil will have his first Touchdown Club meeting next Monday as a member of the Buzz. You and Justin get to interview Ryan Silverfield in person next Monday. And so the next 14 weeks, Phil, you'll be at the DoubleTree Hotel.
And I'm really excited about that, David. Very excited. Still fired up to find out who the mystery guest is.
Yeah, that should happen probably on Monday before the meeting, maybe on Sunday. So we shall see. You'll love it. It's an interesting combo. So anyway, Roger, great job this week.
Back at you, buddy.
Christian, great job this week. Everybody have a great weekend. It's going to be another scorcher. Be careful out there. All you folks that have to deal with this directly from a work standpoint, we feel for you. But hang in there. Come on out and be a part of the best of the best this weekend at the Little Rock Athletic Club. And then next week, man, we're a busy, busy group.
Absolutely.
Hashtag blessed.
#blessed,
Roger.
Yep.
Thank you again for listening to us. We can't do anything without you. Don't go away. Zone's up next.
It's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off.